You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
The music of the stars back we are till noon. Want to salute the fabulous Mel Brooks and his compositional skills. He's written dozens of songs, most of which we've heard, but not all. And he called Madeline Kahn the single best comedian who ever lived. Talk about Mel Brooks and his music. On the Music of the Stars, I'm your host, Lou Regani, and all the way till high noon Central. Mel Brooks, 1977.
High anxiety whenever you're near. High anxiety, it's you that I fear. My heart's afraid to fly. It's crashed before. But then you take my hand, my heart starts to soar. Once more, high anxiety, it's always the same. Ooh, anxiety, it's you that I blame. It's very clear to me, I've got to give in. High anxiety, you win.
Hiya, Tex, where you from?
Cincinnati.
Great town, love that big red machine. He's up on the linguine. Hello, young lovers, whoever you are. What do I spy? A little grain of rice? Newly married?
This morning.
This morning, folks, and they said it wouldn't last.
But then you take my hand. My heart starts to soar. Once more, key change, high anxiety. It's always the same. Hey. Anxiety, it's you that I blame. It's very clear to me, I've got to give in. High anxiety. And remember, folks, be good to your parents. They've been good to you. You win.
Splendid, then he died.
tomorrow, live while you're alive. No one will survive. There's no guarantee. Oh, for the best. Expect the worst.
You could be worse for yourselves.
So take your chances. There are no answers. Hope for the best. Expect the worst.
Man who saved a fortune that was splendid.
And he died the day he went to go and spend his time. Live while you're alive. No one will survive.
Life is funny.
Save your money. Save your money.
Live while you're alive. No one will survive. There's no guarantee. Hope for the best. Expect the worst. The rich are blessed. It's a fact, friends. The deck is stacked, friends. Hope for the best. Expect the worst.
Even with a good beginning, it's not certain that you're winning.
Even with the best of chances, they can kick you in the pants. And
look out for the one.
Nazi troops mass on the western border of Poland. Europe stands precariously on the brink of World War II. But in Warsaw, despite the threat of imminent invasion, the Polish people forget their troubles at the Bramski Theater.
Mel Brooks and Bancroft.
Jak się topisz, to się topisz, sweet Georgie Brown. Tajca łusa, poleć pusa, sweet Georgie Brown. Ja przez ciebie wędrę w niebie, sweet Georgie Brown. We lost, dobrze znasz, ten co pewnie masz. Okej, mój kolega mnie ostrzega, ratuj się pan. Ona z każdym panem ważnym, ten co ma plan. Będzie biło serce twoje, bliżej bracie zdrowie swoje. Georgie bija, Georgie żyja, swyty, pretty Georgie Brown.
Bum, bum, bum,
nasz,
masz,
bum,
masz, bum,
masz,
bum, 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 bum.
Paraczki, babirabon, judy, babobie, brown.
Mój los dobrze znasz,
ten co pewnie masz.
Okej. Bracie, zdrowie swoje. Georgie bija, Georgie żyje. Sweetie, pretty Georgie Brown.
Bravo!
That's from To Be and Not To Be. Take off on the Jack Benny classic. Mel Brooks and Bancroft. Music of the Star. Thank you. There's musical royalty. That's the Count Basie, that is, with Ben Burney's great Sweet Georgia Brown. Ben Burney wrote that, but Mel Brooks wrote this. And Frankie Lane sang it. Was he mad when he found out? Tell you about that in a bit.
He rode a blazing saddle. He wore a shining star. His job to offer battle to bad men near and far. He conquered fear and he conquered hate. He turned dark night into day. He made his blazing saddle a torch to light the way. When outlaws ruled the West and fear filled the land, a cry went up for a man with guts to take the West in hand. They needed a man who was brave and true, with justice for all as his aim. Then out of the sun rode a man with a gun, and Bart was his name. Yes, Bart was his name. He rode a blazing saddle. He wore a shining star. His job to offer battle to bad men near and far. He conquered fear and he conquered hate. He turned dark night into day. He made his blazing saddle a torch to light the way.
They told Frankie, they're making a modern Western. Oh, great. Can I do the title? Then they found out, and when Frankie found out, ooh, was he mad. Mel Brooks music. Spaceballs. Thank you.
1974, Mel had the best year in the history of movie parodies. He spoofed classic Hollywood westerns with Blazing Saddles, released in February of 1974. Then 10 months later, in December, Mel similarly skewered classic horror films with Young Frankenstein. 3 years later, Brooks lovingly lampooned the works of Alfred Hitchcock with High Anxiety. Given all that success, it was hardly a surprise when Brooks set his sights on spoofing Star Wars with Spaceballs. Notably, one of Mel's great friends was producer Alan Ladd Jr., the Fox executive who greenlit Star Wars in the mid-1970s. By the time Mel made Spaceballs, all three movies in the original Star Wars trilogy had been released. Star Wars in 1977, The Empire Strikes Back in 1980, Return of the Jedi in 83. The jokes come at a furious pace in Spaceballs, starting with the opening frame. This story takes place in a galaxy very, 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 very far away. Like all of the cosmic comedies we're presenting tonight, the more you know about classic movies, the more you'll laugh. And as I said, Mel Brooks is a top-line classic movie expert. Mel doesn't just spoof Star Wars here. There are clever little moments referencing
Planet of the Apes, Alien, public amusement, heretics and non-believers were tortured and burned in a carnival-like atmosphere. And it was guided by the most fearful specter to ever sit in judgment over good and evil. The Grand Inquisitor, Torquemada.
All pay heed! Now enters His Holiness, Torquemada, the Grand Inquisitor of the Spanish Inquisition. Torquemada, do not implore him for compassion. Torquemada, do not beg him for forgiveness. Torquemada, do not ask him for mercy. Let's face it, you can't Torquemada anything.
Let all those who wish to confess their evil ways and to accept and embrace the true church convert now or forever burn in hell. For now begins the Inquisition.
The Inquisition.
Let's begin.
The Inquisition.
Look out, Sin.
We have a mission. To convert the Jews.
Jews.
We're gonna teach them
wrong from right.
We're gonna help them
see the light
and make an offer that they can't refuse.
That the Jews just can't refuse.
Confess. Don't be boring. Say yes.
Say yes. Say yes.
Don't be dull.
A fact you're ignoring.
It's better to lose your skull cap than your skull.
Oh, you're gavalt.
The Inquisition.
What a show.
The Inquisition.
Here we go.
We know you're wishing that we'd go away. But the Inquisition's here and it's here to stay.
Just got an invitation through the mail.
Your presence requested this evening is formal. Top hat, white tie, and tails.
Nothing now could take the wind out of my sails. Cause I'm invited to step out this evening in top hat, white tie, and tails. Oh, I'm putting on my top hat, tying up my white tie, brushing off my tails. I'm dutin' up my shirt front, putting in the shirt studs, polishing my nails. I'm stepping out, my dear, to breathe an atmosphere that simply reeks with class. And I trust that you'll excuse my dust when I step on the gas. Or I'll be there, putting down my top hat, mussing up my white tie, dancing in my tail.
Mm-hmm.
Music of the Star. That's the real thing, Fred Astaire. And Gene Wilder, Peter Boyle, from Young Frankenstein.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits? Different types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes or cutaway coat, perfect fits. Dressed up like a $1 million trooper, trying mighty hard to look like Gary Cooper. Come, let's mix where Rockefellers walk with sticks or Umbrellas in their midst.
Mel Brooks had a hard time selling a Cole Porter song in a Frankenstein movie, but he's Mel Brooks. Here's Clark Gable.
Open up, take it away.
These will be amusing, Gatil.
I hope so.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where Harlem sits? Putting on the Ritz. Tangled dance upon the bevy of high bands and sound the levy all his fits. Putting on the Ritz. That's where each and every Lulu Bell goes. Every Thursday evening in her swell clothes.
All the Bellmoes come with me
and bring the tender to Bubbly and see the fiddler last 2 bits. Putting on the Ritz.
Bing Crosby.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits? Putting on a Ritz. Perfect types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes and cutaway coat, perfect fits. Putting on a Ritz. Strolling up the avenue, so happy. All dressed up just like an English chappy. Very snappy, come let's mix where Rockefellers walk with sticks and umbrellas in their midst. Putting on bits. and sits. Putting on the Ritz.
Different types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes and cutaway coat, perfect fits.
Ooh, putting on the Ritz.
Strolling up the avenue, so happy. All dressed up just like an English chappie. Very snappy, come let's mix, where Rockefellers walk with sticks or umbrellas in their midst. Putting on a Ritz, putting on a Ritz, putting on the sharpest clothes, keeping their well-bred noses high in the air, putting on a Ritz.
Here's Johnny Crawford of the Rifleman on the Music of the Star.
The first time that I looked at her, it wasn't hard to see. She was something special, especially for me. The bluest eyes that I've ever seen, and pretty as can be. She is something special, especially for me. I'm lucky that I met her on this special day. I've got so much to tell her with words I cannot say. She would only look my way, I know that she would see. She is something special, especially for me. Lucky that I met her on this special day. I've got so much to tell her with words I cannot say. If she would only look my way, I know that she would see. She is something special, especially for me. Something special, especially
Johnny Crawford. Then he put together a dance band, and here it is. He writes his own music, but this is the Johnny Crawford Dance Orchestra.
Sweeping the clouds away,
I don't care what's down below. Let it rain on, let it snow. I'll be up on a rainbow, sweeping the clouds away. I have learned life's lesson. Fighters who always win are those who can take it right on the chin and grin. So I shout to everyone, find your place in the sun, up on top of a rainbow, sweeping the clouds away.
John Ernest Crawford, fired by the Walt Disney Company, found fame as the co-star of The Rifleman on TV. When you're a kid actor, it's a real mixed bag of skill and longevity. Some make it. Kurt Russell, Ron Howard. Fired from the Mickey Mouse Club. Johnny Crawford said, I always felt I was a grown-up, and I expected of myself just what I expected of grown-ups in the business. I took pride in what I did. I was serious. Got fired because he couldn't learn the dance steps fast enough. He said, that was a good, well, I got freed to work. Got rid of the Mickey Mouse ears. An interview with Johnny Crawford and a few remarks from Chuck Connors.
I can make the rain go anytime I move my finger.
He was a major national star, had two or three hit records.
Some days begin with a trip to the studio for yet another audition. It's a lifestyle not unlike that of many actors in Hollywood. However, he's probably the only one making the trip in a vintage 1930 Chrysler.
I've got the song that I sing. I can make the rain go anytime I move my finger. What a world, what a life I'm in love.
His acting resume is not like the others either. You see, 25 years ago, Johnny Crawford had already experienced what most actors long for. He was a star. He not only earned an Emmy nomination as Chuck Connors' wide-eyed son on The Rifleman, but won our affection as well.
You know, Paul, Walt was right all along. That bird never did nothing to get all chained up for.
John, on the program, The Rifleman, your relationship with Chuck Connors on screen seemed to be much closer than just two actors working together. Was that the case off screen?
Well, I was always very proud of the fact that I was an actor and took my job very seriously, but Chuck and I did work well together. There was a rapport there that worked, and I admired him very much.
Valley, California, and I'm here this morning to visit the gravesite of actor and singer Johnny Crawford. He's buried here at Sunset Hills Memorial Park. I guess I shouldn't say buried. His ashes are interred here in a cremation niche on the outside wall of the Roy Rogers and Del Evans Sunset Chapel. Some of you may remember that I was here about 5-6 years ago visiting the gravesites of Roy Rogers and Del Evans. They're buried here just inside the front gate. As you come in, the front gate is just to the left. And I'm going to visit the gravesite again today and walk around the cemetery again today. On that video that I shared all those years ago, I walked around and showed you some of the really beautiful gravesites that are here. And I'm going to do that again today since it's been so many years since I've been here.
Quincy Jones, Frank Sinatra.
How do you keep the music playing? How do you make it last? How do you keep the song from fading too fast? How do you lose yourself to someone and never lose your way? How do you not run out of new things to say? And since we know we're always changing, how can it be the same? And tell me how, year after year, you're sure your heart will fall apart each time you hear, each time you hear her name. The more I love, the more that I'm afraid that in your eyes I may not see forever, forever. If we can be the best of lovers, yet be the best of friends. If we can try with every day to make it better as it grows, with any luck, then I suppose the music, it never ends. I know the way I feel for you. It's now or never. The more I love, the more that I'm afraid that in your eyes I may not see forever. Forever. If we can be the best of lovers, yet be the best of friends. If we can try with every day to make it better as it grows, with any luck, then I suppose the music never ends.
Actor Johnny Crawford, known for playing Chuck Connor's son in ABC series The Rifleman from 1958 to 63, has died. He was 75. It is with great sadness and heaviness of heart that the Johnny Crawford Legacy team announced the passing of Johnny Crawford. It was posted on the Johnny Crawford Legacy website. He passed away peacefully this evening, April 29, 2021, with Charlotte, his wife, by his side. In The Rifleman, Crawford played Mark McCain, son of Civil War veteran Lucas McCain, played by Connors. He was nominated in the Best Supporting Actor, Continuing Character in a Dramatic Series category at the Primetime Emmys in 1959. He was 13 at the time. In 2019, Crawford was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease before he contracted COVID-19 and then pneumonia. Crawford was one of 24 Mouseketeers in the first season of ABC's The Mickey Mouse Club. His early TV roles included The Lone Ranger, Cavalcade of America, and The Count of Monte Cristo. Screen credit was in The Marshal, 2019. Crawford also had a musical career, including a recording contract with Delphi Records. His song, Cindy's Birthday, was at No. 8 on the Billboard Hot 100 in 1962. Other tracks by him include Rumors, Your Nose Is Gonna Grow, and Proud. Film historian James L. Niebuhr tweeted, another sad farewell and my childhood continues to grow dimmer. RIP Johnny Crawford.
How do you make it last? How do you keep a song from fading too fast?
How do you lose yourself to someone and never lose your way? How do you not run out of new things to say?
And since we know we're always changing, why should it be the same? And tell me how, year after year, you're sure your heart will fall apart each time you hear a name.
I know.
The more that I'm afraid that in her eyes I may not see forever.
Forever. If you can be the best of lovers, yet be the best of friends.
If we can try with every day to make it better as it grows, with any luck, then I suppose the music never ends.
Now stand by for CBS News. Back in about 7 minutes.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.